About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
You ruined my hole.
Sometimes I need a good reason to get out of bed. Got sleep in my eyes, clouds in my head. I need a shot of something to make my motor go.
Hey, good night.
So I turn on the Klein and Alley show.
We have the hurt.
Give me some Klein and Alley show.
Give me some
fly and I'll show.
Who?
Get your motor running with the Klein and Alley show.
Double matcha matcha.
I said get your motor running with the Klein and Alley show.
Love them Hornites.
Klein Alley Show. 106.7 KROQ FM in HD Pasadena, Los Angeles, Orange County. The Sonic Pulse of Los Angeles. This is the world famous K-Rock.
Oh, hell yeah. Welcome to your Monday. Good morning. It's K-Rock. We are Klein Alley Show. It's going to be a big week here. It'll be a gender reveal week for Alley. She thinks she knows what's growing inside of her, but we don't, and we'll figure that out together with the most epic gender reveal ever.
You know, I got in trouble over the weekend because of that.
Why?
Because my friend listens to the show every morning, and she came over for dinner, and I hadn't told Katie yet. And my friend was like, so, you guys are doing the gender reveal next week. That's really exciting. And my wife was like, what?
Oh, does she want to? Well, she knows, though. Your
she
wife
does,
knows.
Yeah, but she didn't. I didn't ask and say, hey, you cool doing a big gender reveal, but she was like, were you going to talk to me about this? And I was like, yeah, I just hadn't gotten around to it yet.
Why do you have to run it by her, though? I mean, let's be honest. You're the one doing all the heavy lifting here, right?
You know, it's funny you say that because she was like, this is my baby. And I was like, excuse me? I'm the one doing all the work. And she was like, it's my egg. I was like, yeah, that was a rough 2 weeks for you. When they took out your eggs.
Oh, man.
And then I did everything else,
okay? I bet you this fight went on for a while, huh? This sounds like something
and in front of my friend.
Oh, that's the best. Nothing like it. And then she tries to defuse the situation. All right, we all love each other here.
All right, we all have eggs. Speaking of,
stare,
more wine.
Stare at each other. And Vanessa jumps in and goes, eggs. So anyway, big gender reveal week this week. Place your bets. I thought I knew. I've been contemplating it. I want to put some
eggs.
Action in on it. And we'll see. I mean, I think there's the obvious guess, the obvious answer. But
what's the obvious?
Boy.
Yeah, the obvious is boy. But I feel like because this was not your first choice, I remember you did a switcheroo situation because you had trouble the first time because of the wonky womb.
So you think that my preference was a boy?
Yes. Preference
was
double.
That's funny because I really didn't care.
I think you did. And I think
didn't.
You think it's uncool to say you cared, but I think you did care.
I didn't care.
And I believe that I believe you wanted boy because you wanted a brother situation, a couple of brothers. And then you weren't not able to do that. And then I think you went with the plan B, which
right.
was the girl. Not the plan B most people do when they're almost pregnant. Very
that would have been really pointless.
This gender reveal is going to be empty.
This didn't work, so we'll just go with plan B.
Anyway, that'll be coming up at some point. I don't know. Could be today. Could be tomorrow. We don't know when it's going to happen. But Allie will slip, or we will do the most epic gender reveal ever, and we'll blow some stuff up. So we'll get into all of that a little bit later. We've got tickets to give you today if you want to. I don't know what you want these days. You want to go to the Six Flags? Why wouldn't you? Magic Mountain. 4-pack of tickets. Thrill capital of the world. And one lucky winner is going to get them a pair of gold passes for 2027, which I'm pretty sure means you run the park. So we got that to look forward to.
You get
all
to push all
long.
The buttons on the
all
rides.
All the buttons. You decide
cool.
who goes. You check the seatbelts, and boom, you're in charge. We'll also send you the Hollywood Bowl, September 4th, celebrating the music of John Williams. He is the maestro of the movies.
Yeah, and I think he did all the Star Wars, he did Jurassic Park, he did Superman, a lot of the iconic theme songs that you know and love.
So we will get to all of that this morning on K-Rock. Kick things off with some yellow card, and then we'll start giving away Allie's money and so much more on KROQ. Good morning. K-Rock. Klein Alley Show. Perhaps the most important message we've ever received on the GOAT line in the history of the show, Alley, happened over the weekend.
The name Jay Leno is the best thing that's ever happened to radio.
That's the wrong. Straight up. That's the wrong message. Hold on. That is important as well. Jay Leno is a very important thing to happen to radio.
It's really taken off.
That's not the message I wanted to play you. Listen to this, because apparently there are now positive health benefits just for listening to this show, which I never thought would happen. I thought quite the opposite, as a matter of fact. So many people have talked about how their lives have fallen apart, and this show is oftentimes to blame. We have the people that broke up because of the show, people that got fired because they said great guy like Diddy in the workplace.
Didn't we learn about a woman who's getting separated from her husband?
Right, woman's getting separated from
last
her husband. There's a divorce situation. I mean, a lot of it's people calling saying, hey guys, no, don't take it personally, but your show caused me my job and my marriage and my sanity. And then there's this one positive thing that we can take from this show.
So I love your show so much that I listen to it all the time, but I used to listen to it at work and I was very unproductive. So my summer thing is I can only listen to your show if I work out, if I'm out for a run, or whatever, something active.
Oh.
And happy to say within 2 months, I've lost 10 pounds.
Wow.
Listen to that guy. 10 pounds in 2 months, and that's the only way that he's allowed to listen to our show is if he's doing something active while listening.
Is he doing it with the commercials or just doing it straight through
imagine
the podcast
version? It's mostly the commercials. You lose 10 pounds easy just working out through the commercials
yeah,
we play.
Seriously.
And if
good
you don't believe
you.
Me, start working out right now. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. Nice to meet you. Thanks for coming back or joining us for the very first time. If you want Alley's money, there's a lot of bribery we use to keep you listening. It's just us dangling that carrot in front of you to keep you locked in for a little bit longer. And I hate doing it because I wish you would listen because you wanted to. But the reality is we need money and tickets and tricks to keep you sticking around.
Yeah, you need incentive. We get it.
We're not above that. And at some point, maybe we don't need to bribe you. But for the time being, it seems to work. And Allie hates giving her money away. But she will do it because she's a team player.
I did it last week.
And last week she did pay the people. But sadly, I don't think Allie's lost a $500 Friday in a while. So hopefully this week, make this the week you study up and be ready to dominate on Friday and take Allie's $500. Today, it's just an easy $100. And we say good morning to Roy, listening to K-Rock in Whittier. Hi, Roy. Good morning.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing fine. Doing a lot better if you take Allie's money. I have five questions all about things that happened in the news this weekend. And if you do better than Allie, she'll be forced to give you some instant money. So hopefully we are rooting for you.
Well, this is a rematch. Because last time I called you guys on 420, and I was so close to beating Allie.
Oh, damn it.
So you've played Allie before, all the way back on April 20th, and that's a day when Allie
Hold on, yeah, was that before or after I took my gummy?
That was the gummy roulette day, and I'm trying to think if we had taken
that. On that day when you guys, I was the dude that said, Be Real from Cypress Hill.
Of course.
Yeah,
well, how
remember.
Could we forget?
We talk about that all the time. Yes.
All right, remember that one guy?
Yes, the Be Real.
He called in and he said, Be Real?
Yes. Yeah, that guy was the best.
That was,
where's Roy?
I believe that was Roy from Whittier that did that. That's what we always say. That's a conversation we have daily after the show. Allie's going to leave the K-Rock studios now. And Roy
right
will,
when Roy got here?
Right when Roy got back. The man we've been searching for. And hopefully, Roy, things go better for you now than they did on 420. Your round of Allie Knows the News officially starts now.
Allie Knows the News.
This celebrity, in quotes, had her house robbed this weekend in Hidden Hills, probably because she didn't have a Klein Alley Show Please Don't Rob Me sign. Now an arrest has been made. Which celebrity's house was burgled this weekend?
I believe that was Kim Kardashian.
Question two. Tyler Farms has now recalled what item from grocery store shelves? It's not lettuce. There's your hint. It was lettuce. Now it's a new item they're recalling and they're pulling off of shelves. What is it?
Oh, boy. Tomatoes?
Tomatoes. We've got a question number three. Hey, Barbie has a new singer that they are honoring with a limited collectible doll. Which singer is getting the Barbie treatment?
Yeah, which singer? Selena Gomez?
Selena Gomez. Go to question number four. This LA Music Festival was canceled before its debut, although they're now saying it wasn't necessarily canceled. It's just going to be pushed till 2027. Which LA Music Festival was canceled before they could officially launch?
Oh, man. It's a festival. I don't know, dude. Coachella. I know that's not going to be it, but right, you want me to react quick.
Thank you. At least an answer. We'll take any answer. And finally, something notable happened on a flight It was scheduled to land at LAX. Something happened aboard that plane that made the news. What happened over the weekend on a flight that was heading into LAX?
Bird strike?
Bird strike. Great answer. Let's bring Allie in. We'll score it together. It's been a while, Roy. It's been maybe 6 months since you last called the show and competed against Allie. It's good to have you back. It's nice to hear you haven't skipped a beat.
Thanks, man.
Allie is, thank you for still listening to the show after 6 full months. That's enough for most people to call it quits, but you stuck around and we appreciate you. And now hopefully we can pay you some of Allie's money. Question number one, Allie.
Yeah, I'm listening to you guys every day. Hey, tell Allie, how's her rat infestation?
I'll tell Allie.
Going strong, Roy. Thanks.
She'll still got rats. Thanks for bringing that up.
Hey, my cousin did your home. Just want to let you know.
Oh, yeah. I love that guy.
Eric Cancino. I'm giving him a shout out.
Okay. All right. Appreciate that. What did he say about Allie's home? Did he give you the inside skinny about what's going on in there? That disgusting rat nest?
Care of her home. I think he went down there like 3 times.
Oh, my God, Allie. How many rats do you have?
Yeah, I think he stopped coming and started sending people in his place because it was just too much maintenance.
Jesus Christ. Allie, you live in filth.
He don't mind. He actually loved, he took care. I know he took care of you.
Did he take any of Allie's undies?
Nah, but he's probably going to take Allie's wife.
Oh, wow. Okay.
No,
I tried to give him some undies. He wouldn't take them. Apparently, that's not a good way to tip.
Hey, you want these undies? No, I don't.
I want to never come back.
Question one. This celebrity's house was broken into over the weekend in Hidden Hills, probably because they didn't have a Klein Alley Show Please Don't Rob Me sign.
Oh, yeah. She would probably need a lot of them, too. Kim Kardashian.
All right. He said Kim Kardashian. That's the big story. Kim Kardashian. She seems to get robbed an awful lot. Doesn't she get robbed? Didn't she get robbed in Paris?
But I think also,
very robbable.
If you look at her, you just want to rob her.
Question number two. Both of you get the point. Tied 1-1. Tyler Farms is now pulling.
Tyler Farms?
Taylor Farms is now pulling what item off of grocery store shelves? It's not lettuce. There's your hint. It's a new item now that's being yanked.
Yes, I believe it's jalapenos.
Yes, now he said tomatoes, but the correct answer is now they're pulling off the jalapenos. Those are getting taken out of the grocery stores as well.
Yeah, I made a big Mexican meal this weekend too and bought a bunch of jalapenos and salsa. So man, hopefully that wasn't part of the recall.
I feel like we're all playing roulette at this point. We're just going, we ate something. Let's just see what happens over the next few weeks.
Yep.
Go to question number three. Allie goes up one. With 3 questions left. Barbie has decided to do a collectible doll to honor what singer is getting her own Barbie doll? So I think a big deal. I think if you're a female and you get, Barbie. They don't do that with Ken's. Ken's doesn't go, we're going to make a limited edition Ken to honor, Einstein. They don't do that.
Einstein.
I don't know what type of Ken they would do. But Barbie. They feel like the Barbies, they always release these limited editions.
Oh my God, there's a million.
To honor so-and-so.
Let's just go with Shakira. I have
no idea. Shakira, interesting. He said Selena Gomez. You guys aren't thinking big enough. Whitney Houston.
Oh, cool.
Whitney Houston's getting her own Barbie. We got a question.
She would not care about that.
No, I don't think she would. Question number four. Allie's still up by one. This L.A. Music Festival was canceled before it could even officially launch, although they're saying now it wasn't canceled. It's just been pushed back a year.
Yeah, I think that's the Jazz Festival.
He said Coachella, but the correct answer is the first ever L.A. Jazz Fest got canceled, I guess, at the last possible minute, leaving jazz fans very angry. And we go to this final question. Allie goes up two. Something notable happened on a flight over the weekend that was heading to LAX. Made the news.
Oh, I think someone died.
Okay. He said bird strike, but the correct answer is a person on the plane, even though they attempted CPR multiple times, did die on that plane and on that flight. And that means Allie beat you by 3. And last time, Roy, you said it was close. This time it was not. And what must you shamefully admit for the second time over the airways of K-Rock?
Wow. My name is Roy from Whittier, and Allie knows the news.
Thank you, Roy.
Sorry, Roy.
See you again in 6 months, my friend.
We'll miss you,
but we're going to talk about that Be Real story again after the show today, like we always do.
All times.
562 said they just bought a Powerball ticket, and if they win, they're going to give us a couple $100.
That's it?
Nice. We're winning. Temper City, K-Rock. It's called Self Aware. We're Klein Alley Show. If you need us, 800-520-1067. If your name is currently on a standby boarding list here at K-Rock, and you're probably getting a bunch of spam emails because we've sold your information.
That's our plan.
We will be calling one of you less than 30 minutes and announce the good news. You'll be packing your bags and heading to Jakey Knee's in Atlanta. So if you're sitting around waiting for that phone call and you get a block number, restricted number, or it says possible spam, I recommend you answer because it could be us, but it's probably someone trying to sell you solar. Regardless, we'll make that call a little bit later this morning. Allie, I just wanted you to know there's been a lot of great feedback about the you weighing your boobs on the show. This guy wants to know that you made him feel something.
Oh, no.
Sweet, give it. I'm not going to lie. There was just a little movement down there when you guys talked about weighing Allie's pregnancy boobs. So thanks for that.
That video is close to 100,000 now on Klein Allie's show. What? Even though she's inside of the tent of consent to hide her shame, people still liked watching you go in there and weighing your pregnancy boobs. And now we will make sure next trimester to give them another weigh. That seems pretty important.
Yeah, and again, I just don't know how accurate it really was, but it is pretty incredible that the discrepancy between right and left was about a half pound.
And the wonk is real.
I mean, 20 ounces compared to 13 ounces on the left. Pretty insane.
And a lot of, I mean, most of these calls we got a lot over the weekend are about this, but
oh my God. I'm calling, dude, about when Allie was weighing her upper deckers. And the first one she plopped down on there, it's about 20 ounces. So I says, how many pounds is that? She goes, it's about a pound and a half. Oh, my God. Come on, man. I mean, that's like not even close. You're off by 4 ounces, dude.
That's not that many.
Anyways, you got about 5 hamburgers on that one booby.
So there you go. Now we know how
we should have measured in hamburgers.
Should have measured in hamburgers. Oh, we'll know better for next
what
time.
What a missed opportunity. A
lot of great suggestions. We've listened to them all, even though they're not all going to make it onto the air.
I think we need to do the Indiana Jones idea next time.
Well, there's concern, Allie, is on Friday, because Friday is going to be our backyard kegger/pool party. And there's concern whether or not you are going to, want to go European style. Because, you know, you've got these big pregnancy boobs now.
Oh, that I should just have them out?
Well, there's a lot of concern about that.
From you?
From the neighbors, mostly. But
it's your backyard.
But listen, I mean, it's my backyard, so it's like international waters.
I was going to go reverse European, where I just wear no bottoms.
Oh, God.
Well,
that's
terrible. Only a top.
I got to get that filter fixed in my pool.
I'm going 70s style down there, too.
I want you to know that my wife has lost a lot of
respect for you.
She's laid down some rules, which I don't know if we can
what?
Even
lame.
Well, when she heard that Jake wanted to bring a plus one, that's where it started. Now I will say, Friday is part of our Funner Summer Guarantee. We've decided that we haven't done anything outside of the show together this summer, and the plan was for
it's been a great summer.
Omar's birthday on Friday. What better way could we celebrate than by having a pool party that Omar doesn't go to?
Mm-hmm. True.
And so that's exactly what we're going to actually do have a cake being made that's a happy birthday Omar cake.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, we're going to put it in front of an empty chair and let it melt in the sun. but the best part
I
about
it. I want to eat it.
Okay, Allie can eat it.
I'm hungry.
But, you know, we did have some rules, and now I think listeners are confused because a lot of people were DMing me over the weekend, including some of our favorites, like the Bud Light Bros. And
invited,
Suave,
right?
Agave.
Yeah, they're my plus one.
And they're going, let me know the details for the pool party.
You count as one.
And I just said to my wife, because she works from home, and I said, hey, Friday, I just want you to know it could get a little rowdy in the backyard because I'm having a bunch of people over after work for a pool party. And she goes, what do you mean a bunch of people? I thought it was just the show. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, yeah, it's the show. And then some
other people.
And I think the keg guy, Vanessa said the keg guys, they want to come and hang too. They want to bring the keg and also hang out. They sent her some emails.
Well, if you provide a free keg, you should be able to hang out for a little
right.
bit.
And then Suave Agave said he wants to come and set up at the Kila Bar.
Great.
And hang out too. And then
what about food? What are we doing? Is Johnny's uncle coming?
Johnny, is your uncle going to do carne asada or tri-tip or something? Because if not, I have a backup plan for that as well, but that would also involve more people.
Yeah, let me double clarify with him right now.
When you
sure.
mean double clarify, you mean ask him for the first time?
I got to double clarify because I don't know if he's working that day or not. He's like on call.
Is it true or false that you've not asked yet?
I have not asked him yet.
Right. Okay. That's what we know. So double clarify means asking for the first
single
time.
Clarify.
But he offered already, so he was already down in the first place.
Right. He understands the concept of it. So now she's trying to tell me there's certain rules to this thing. And
what are the rules?
They're not. It's going to make it unfun. So I
what are the rules?
I'm going to pretend I haven't heard them.
Are you going to make the house off limits?
Well, that was mentioned.
Oh my God! So what are we supposed to pee in a bush?
No. There's a bucket.
Are you going to get a portage on?
I may get a. There's a guy doing construction across the street. I think the porta potty's open.
Is it locked? Does it have the padlock on it?
It's a lock, but you can just pull down and it opens. So there's a few things, and I just want to make sure. And Jake,
this is basically you know what we should do? We should just rent someone's pool.
No, because
your house is not going to be fun.
I'm going to make it fun. Here's the one rule I have, though, because there is an interesting controversy brewing that Jake pretends pools are lame and for children because
pretend.
He doesn't know how to swim.
Oh my God!
And I will make sure that this is a funner summer pool party. But you have to do a one swimming lap race against pregnant Allie to see if you can beat a pregnant woman swimming a lap.
It'd crush Allie. I just don't want to swim in a pool. It's
Jake,
gross.
I don't think you can. And I think,
float a river every goddamn year.
And if we
That's get, floating.
Yeah, do we need to have a lifeguard on standby, Jake, for you?
Yeah, you know what? Yes, please. That'd
you,
be cool.
All right, there's another invite.
God damn it.
No, I used to actually do lifeguarding. I could save Jake.
No. We need a stand, though.
Jake.
A real lifeguard.
Would you really battle Allie in a lap race?
Sure, I'll crush her.
You can swim that well?
Yes.
You don't think his jorts are going to weigh him down? When those things get wet,
I'll bring boy shorts.
7,000 pounds.
Well, I got $10 on Jake.
No way.
$10 right now.
I think. Do you remember what happened when we all raced at SoFi Stadium?
Yeah, he pulled a hammy in like 3 seconds.
He finished last place in the race because he hurt his little footsie.
But that was on land, though. He won't get hurt in the water. He might be more agile.
Yeah, but he might crap himself.
See, that's the
that
other thing.
That propels me.
He might poop in your pool, Klein.
I know. Well, between Jake and Vanessa now, it's like the whole thing. I've already got a guy scheduled to come clean the thing out on Saturday because I'm convinced you guys are going to make it unsanitary.
Well, now this just seems like we're an inconvenience, so I don't want to go. I think I'm going to tap out.
I still want to go.
So now
it's just you and Jake.
This is my concern, is that you're going to tap out. Omar's already tapped out.
Well, it doesn't seem like your wife wants to do it. It doesn't seem like you really want to deal with it either.
I told her she should go work somewhere else that day, like at the library.
Are your kids going to be there?
No, they're in school. They're back in school, thank God.
Why doesn't she go work at a coffee shop like the rest of L.A.?
Yeah, I said that. I said, listen, there's a solvable problem here. Just go work elsewhere that day.
Isn't her office just her phone?
Yeah, she needs her phone and she needs internet. And
so there you go. There's a million places where she can do that.
So here's the real question then. Because I'm afraid this is going to turn into a Project X situation where Jake, to try to like be funny, invites a bunch of people.
Oh.
And then all of a sudden it gets...
Well, that would be...
That's cool.
...better than what's happening.
It would not be better. You think it would be better, Allie.
It would be better.
It sounds like
about?
The picture you're painting is
It'd be
a
crazy
few
if this
of us
party became a party.
Hanging out in your backyard on your lava hot turf.
That's very hot. The hottest this weekend. Burned my foot.
With maybe a carne asada guy...
Well, double confirmed.
We can't go in the house.
You can.
There's going to be a keg, which I can't take advantage of.
You'll have access to the house, and Vanessa will have access to the house.
So it's girls only.
Oh, girls only inside the house.
Okay, now.
And me. Johnny.
So only Jake.
Yeah, it's a no Jake's allowed house situation. But that's okay, Jake, because we got some. So anyway, that's
all. I have a bucket.
Also, the party has to be strictly from noon until 2 on
Jesus
Friday.
Christ,
is that
this
a problem?
Sucks.
Is noon till 2 a problem?
I mean, I guess technically not, but it doesn't sound very fun.
Yeah, it won't be.
Why isn't it not night?
I thought that everyone wanted to do it after right after work. I thought that was the idea. It's going to be the hottest then. The valley could be 110 degrees
then.
Let's
say noon till ?
Yeah, I like question mark.
That's fine. The question mark, I'm just going to let you guys know.
Is 2.
Mystery solved, 2 p.m.
The
question mark means 2 p.m.
And then are your kids going to be there?
No, they're going to be at school. But that's what happens after 2 is that we run the risk that, they start to make their way home. So I don't want that at all. I can't have them see this. They know about it.
They probably beat Jake in the lab race.
They're very excited. Jake, would you swim against one of my kids?
I crush your kids.
See, I think Jake, we're going to learn, is not a good swimmer. And that's why he hates the pool so much.
Mm-hmm.
Not a strong swimmer, not a good swimmer.
So you think that you're just this amazing swimmer who never goes in the pool because it's for kids?
Pools are for kids. I only swim in fresh water.
What is fresh water? Like, that's not the ocean. The ocean's salt water.
This is where Jake goes weird because he thinks
This is the conversation you can look forward to in your backyard.
So we just got to get some loud music to drown out all this conversation.
To drown out everything that we're talking about.
But it is on. I just want you to know because I know Vanessa was concerned it wasn't on. Vanessa, it is on for Friday.
All right. I just wanted confirmation from you because like you sound a little bit like
My wife doesn't want to do that.
I don't care.
Yeah, I know. You can tell when someone doesn't really want the thing to happen. Why don't we just do it at Omar's? Omar can do a really good party.
Yes.
Yeah. Omar, would you like us to...
It's my birthday that day.
Would you like us to bring your birthday party to you?
I'm okay with that.
You're okay, like, you're good? You don't want that? Or?
All right, guys, we're going to switch the location to ? And it's going to be...
There's no way you guys would drive all the way out of here.
For a better party.
It's not going to be a better party.
Yes, it would be.
No.
Omar, there's three ways right now you would make this party way better than what you're hearing now.
Oh, just drugs. I would supply drugs.
Okay.
I have penicillin.
I have an EpiPen.
What do you guys need? I got a peanut problem? I got you. I'm going to make it. It's going to be good. Don't worry. The party's going to be good. I need to figure out. I was thinking about some entertainment as well. That's all I'm saying.
Like girls?
Ooh, like a magician?
Oh my God.
All right, let's find out what's happening in the world. Then we kick off a brand new hour of the show, give away a trip to head to Atlanta for some shaky knees. And if you want tickets or access, we have them for you all morning, including, that's right, four tickets, four packs. So you can go to the thrill capital of the world and hit up some Six Flags Magic Mountain. Plus, some of you are going to get them the gold passes for 2027, which will mean you're better than everyone else in the general public. And that'll all be coming up later this morning. But right now, there's this.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
Here's some key advice. If you murder somebody, don't brag to other people that you murdered somebody, because eventually that'll catch up with you. And that is why 30 years later, we have a trial happening for Tupac Shakur's murder. Now, jury selection is taking place today. This is for Dwayne Keefe D. Davis, who is now accused of murder with a deadly weapon. He, at the time of the murder, was the leader of the Crips. And apparently, over the years, he bragged about being involved with his murder, orchestrating his murder, being the one behind it all, supplying the gun for it. He even detailed some of this in his memoir, which revived the case and has ultimately led to his arrest. Now he's saying that there was a ghostwriter in his memoir telling lies, that it wasn't him that was saying any of this. So they say it's going to be a pretty big trial. Again, the jury selection is just starting, so that'll take a few days, and then they think the trial is going to last a month. And finally, after all these years, we might have a person in jail.
Hey, if you have jury duty today or tomorrow, you could end up on a fun one.
This is the one.
I mean, this would be a good one
Tupac's
to get on.
Tupac's murder trial?
It was way better than the jury I got on, which was someone that accused someone of falling down at a grocery store.
Yeah, the one that I was actually served on was just a guy who got cut with a box cutter knife.
Yeah.
At a storage facility.
This is a good one to get on if you can get on it, but it could take a while. And it's not the first time where we've talked about how loose lips sink ships. Remember all those times where, like, rappers would rap in their songs about crimes they committed, and then they would listen to the lyrics, and they'd be like, you said you stole $3,000 from a Bloomingdale's, and that's exactly the crime. And they're like...
I should have changed one word.
Exhibit A.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like the
you
lyrics.
You said it.
It's exactly what they stole. Like, why give the exact amount of what you stole and what you took?
You know what? We know how it feels when you're just trying to come up with content.
I get it.
You're just trying to come up with a lyric, trying to come up with a new chapter for your book, and then you're like, I guess I'll just talk about murdering Tupac, because what else am I going to talk about? But if you're a leader of the Crips, I would imagine there's a lot of other things you can talk about. But in those books, you also kind of insinuate things, you change details, you change names to kind of protect or, vagify a lot of the details. So,
or you do what OJ did, where he wrote a book called If I Had Done It. Remember that whole thing? That way he separated himself from the actual crime.
If I had done it, what a great thing that I got away
with.
With school starting this week and next for thousands of kids, something will be different in the cafeteria for a lot of schools because the lunch menu has changed. They are apparently letting some of the kids control the menu.
Oh, boy.
So they've had some kids work. They have had them work with chefs. So it's not like they're just like, putting spaghetti in Coca-Cola, go! But apparently there's going to be some new menu items that your kid might like or dislike.
Hear that crunch? Buttery flakiness with an excellent mouthfeel.
Far, I'm liking it. Yeah, it has some really fresh flavors.
It tastes really good.
I don't know why that adult man is enjoying the school
lunch.
I think
he's talking about the children, not the lunch.
And the mouthfeel?
Buttery freshness. Get the fire that man immediately.
I think he's a pervert.
Tasty preview of what Los Angeles Unified School District students can expect at their cafeterias. Kids had a hand at creating some of the recipes. Chef Daniel Sandoval with his team's winning entry, butter chicken and cucumber salad.
Turmeric, curry spice.
Do you kids like turmeric and curry spice?
There is zero. I'm going to tell you something. They have figured out, LAUSD has figured out a way to make every food in a bag. It's not just the milk in a bag. It's the pizza in a bag. Everything my kids eat at school that they like.
Bag form.
Started in a bag. And it's foods you wouldn't normally think should be in a bag. That's how the pizza is served in a bag.
They said this is supposed to be farm to table.
Well, farm to bag. And then bag to table. Everything's in a bag at some point. Because I think they cook everything through steam.
But it's like airplane food. Even though it might start off good, they have the way that they have to transport and serve it to thousands of people at once. They have to bagify. Yeah, it's the only solution.
But most of it is garbage, I'm sure. But sometimes they'll come home and they're like, I had the best bagged steak today. I'm like, you had a great bagged steak?
I mean, you'd be happy with a bagged steak.
Love a bagged steak.
Well, they have pozole. They have a lot of different items.
Celebrity chefs helped craft the new breakfast bowl with chorizo.
Breakfast bowl chorizo?
They're getting that at public school?
Yeah.
A pork katsu sandwich, LA cheesesteak, and lasagna rolls.
What?
LA cheesesteak?
LAUSD, if you're listening, I'd love to sample all of your new menu items. Please bring them in here to K-Rock. We can get the kids excited for the new school year. But I mean, let's be honest, though. They mostly just want
nuggets. Would not have come up with breakfast chorizo.
No. Zero chance. Now, maybe a chef did, and they gave like a little panel of kids and tried it, and a couple of them made it and said it was decent. But there's no way. You're right. Kids didn't come up with a cock
soup
sandwich.
The kid is like, macaroni and cheese with fish flavor.
Right. They're saying the same. Kids are, for the most part, saying the same thing. Quesadilla.
Yeah, when it comes to actually eating food. But if they're making up recipes, they would just make up the weirdest crap ever that would taste horrible.
Melted chocolate on top of chocolate with like Fun Dip on top. Yeah. And they're like, good, print it. Put on the menu.
I would love for a chef to actually have to figure that out and make it good. All right, if you've been waiting for more Blink-182, your wait is coming to an end, at least according to Travis Barker. He's been busy promoting his new documentary, which is coming out on Hulu. It's called Louder Than Fear. And when he was talking about some of the other projects he's been working on, it includes producing and playing on the new Alkaline Trio album and working on the new Blink album. And he said they've been working on it this year. So that probably means by the end of the year or into next year, we could see a new Blink 182 album.
There you go. Things to get excited about. Look forward to, including this next hour of the show, which we're going to kick off the second we're done with No Doubt. And the first thing we do is pick up the phone, give someone a call that will change their life forever and for the better. Will it be you? Please answer. We're calling next on KROQ.